Somebody asked yesterday about it. So we learned yesterday that if it's a Einus or a Shogeg, then you could do Tashlumin. Now you could daven again. But if you're totally potter, like a Hatzalah guy, Hatzalah guy is on a call. L'chari, you're potter, not you're potter. You're not. I don't think you. I don't know if you should daven a Tashlumin. Right, this guy went to the doctor today.
I consider Inus.
I'm saying he went to a doctor, then he went to they rushed him to X-rays or radiology, then to a neurologist. Does he have to daven two Maariv? His shiloh was whether he has to do talamata. He wasn't asking me whether he has to daven two Maariv. So I just answered him that he does say yes, talamata twice. That's what we learned yesterday. Right? So I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have it clear when we draw the line between Shaygig Ines and more than that. Okay, let's see. Gimel, yeah. Sif Chav, Simen Chav Aleph, Sif Gimel. Zayin Tashlumin L'Tfila L'B'Tfila Hasmuchala. There's no Tashlumin for davening, only with the davening that comes immediately after that. Avlo Im Nesachar Yosef. But if it goes too long, Ein La'ay Tashlumin has no Tashlumin. Kegoyin. Let's say a guy was on Hatzalah call from. And assuming that that he would have to daven again, assuming that we passed him, that's all the guys would have to daven again. So, he mincha, as I mincha yesha tashumin. So he could fix mincha, with ma'ariv la'achar arvus asmuchala. He can finish. He could daven two shmoneh esrei by ma'ariv that will cover him mincha. Aval shachris ain lo tashumin. Shachris is gone. Right, so there's no tashlumin with that. Kivin shavar shtei zmanei tefila shelo yispalel. Since two zmanei tefilas daven that he didn't daven he passed that he didn't daven. So that's shachris and mincha. So then loy bisman mincha. Right, not in the because he didn't daven not in the regular time by shachris and he didn't daven in the zman mincha. So therefore he's out. So you can only do tashlumin in the next mincha, the next time slot. Right. Then also we should never know from it, but an oval. He doesn't discuss it here, but an oval or an einin. So should an einin do tashlumin? Because an einin's not allowed to daven. Let's say the burial's in the afternoon. And should he daven shachris? Do you daven two minchas? Right? The chayri is potter. So that's a machlokes whether he should or he shouldn't. Okay, Dalit. Af ach b'yom sheyesh by musaf, but in a day that has musaf. You're allowed to daven shachris after mincha, even though musaf, meaning we're saying that you could only do tashlumin if you didn't miss two zmanei tefila. So the problem is that here you did miss two zmanei tefila because the zman musaf is till chatzos lechatchila. B'diavad it's a whole day, but lechatchila is till chatzos. So he did miss two zmanei tefila. He missed shachris, and he missed musaf. So you should no longer be able to daven mincha. So the kitzur says, no, that's not the case. You are allowed to do tashlumin. Tekivan dizman. I'll read the parentheses. Tekivan dizman tefilas musaf b'diavad ara laylok amay mincha. Since b'diavad musaf is good until the night, like mincha. Mkein lo yavash tei zmanei tefilas. That's not called two zmanei tefila passing. Ula'ach tefilas musaf eni yoch la'ash tefilas shachris. And after tefillas musaf, you cannot be mashma tefillas shachris. To give a shemask of a korban musaf, ain't a ruya shatalu tefillas shachris. Meaning, he's saying that if you already daven musaf, then there's no tashlumen for shachris. By primogodim simu kufches aishal avram sifkot and vav. Ach, imadain loy avar zman tefila shachris. But if the zman tefila shachris did not yet pass, yochel lispalo shachris afal pi shekvar lispalo musaf. Meaning, let's say on Rosh Chodesh. So, right, we discussed this. You forgot yavli yavli. So you're supposed to repeat. So we're saying even though if a person daven musaf in the afternoon, he's not allowed to daven mincha shachris anymore. A second mincha for shachris. But if you already daven musaf in the morning and it's still before chatzos, then a person is allowed to daven chakras. Meaning you're just saying you're not Musaf doesn't knock you out from chakras. If for whatever reason you daven Musaf, you're still allowed to daven chakras. But hey, ain't tashum right? It has to be in the Zman Tfila that's close to it. Not in the time that it's non-Zman Tfila. What does that mean? Let's say you waited a long time after the davening the after you daven the next tefillah. Then you can no longer daven the tefillah that you lost. It only works for the when you're being Isaac and davening. Once you finish davening and then you hang out for a couple hours and then you realize, one second, I didn't daven, let's say with Meir. You daven Meir. 2 hours later, you realize you forgot to daven. So according to what the kids are saying, you cannot do tashlumin. You have to do tashlumin only when you're being Isaac in the tefillah. So I was given to Isaac with tefillah, who mashem gam kein mashe chasa. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. The Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchil, of course, you should do the tashlumin. But b'di'aver, as long as it's still in the Zman Tefillah, it's allowed. All right? But then again, you get into that you should do it with a t'nai, like this, in case you're potter, you make a t'nai that it's an adava. Okay, this is above. The tefillah of the tashuma that you're davening. So you have to daven the way you're davening the tefillah that now, meaning, well, we just discussed it before we started. But if somebody didn't daven mincha on erev Shabbos, mispal arvish shtayim shel Shabbos, you daven two shmoneh esrei of Shabbos. Aval pi shehashniyah bo l'tashlum tefillas chol, even though the second shmoneh esrei is coming for the weekday, and you're not davening weekday, you're davening two Shabbos shmoneh esrei. Mekom makom kivin sha'atu Shabbos, since right now is Shabbos, mispalo shel Shabbos, you daven shel Shabbos. And the same thing, what this Shiloh was, is somebody knows that they didn't daven mincha, they're davening two Meirahs, do they say the same talamata twice? And the answer is yes, based on this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Right? Te'im mispalo shel chol, chayzer mispalo. Not only that, but let's say the guy made a mistake, and Friday night he davened tashlumin of weekday, then he has to repeat. Same thing in Rosh Chodesh. Same thing in Rosh Chodesh. Lo yispal mincha, mispal arba shtayim. He davens two meiras. Why? I'm b'shtein yalav yoven. He says in both of them yalav yoven. Vim lo yispal arvis per Rosh Chodesh. Let's say he didn't daven meira in Rosh Chodesh. He mispal shachar shtayim, where he's davening shachar twice. He shokach yalav yoven. Afilu b'shniya, if he forgot yalav yoven, even in the second Shemana Esrei, chayzer mispal. Meaning, even though normally we said that in Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat if you missed by meira. And this guy didn't daven Ma'ariv at all, so he has to daven two shachris, and then he forgets in the Shemoneh Esrei Yalav Yoveh. So you would think that he shouldn't repeat because nobody repeats if you say it, if you miss it by Ma'ariv. But still, that you still repeat, right? Chozer mispal, you still have to go back. Afal gav, he says in parentheses, afal gav the tashuman halayla. He even though it's tashuman halayla, boz lo chozer. And if you daven Ma'ariv and you forgot Yalav Yoveh, you wouldn't have gone back. Right now it's day. So therefore, and day, you do repeat if you forget Yalav Yoveh. Again, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this and says you should not repeat. Shabbos, if you didn't daven Mincha, 2 week Tishman Esis, and Shiyeshchilik Ba'atachan Antonu. But there is a Chilik Ba'atachan Antonu, but Rishayna Ba'atachan Antonu. And the second, you don't say it, even though he just got finished saying that both Shemoneh Esreis have to be exactly the way it's supposed to be davened. So why here by Motzei Shabbos, Atochen Antonu, you only say in the first Shemoneh Esrei, not in the second? But Tam Bezek, even Atochen Antonu, who can have Havdalah? Bein Mavdin L'Shtei Pamim L'Tfila. You don't make Havdalah twice in Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning, all you have to you use the reason why we're saying Atochen Antonu is to do Avdalah in davening. You did it in davening. Why should you? It's not a part of davening like Yalav Yoveh is or Saint Talmud Torah. It's just to make Avdalah in davening, which you did. Shokach arvus b'motzei Shabbos. If you forgot Meir b'motzei Shabbos, m'spal shachrus shtayim. If the daven two shachrus, v'ayim b'tfilas atashlumen atachon atonu. And in the tfilas atashlumen, you say atachon atonu. L'vishem yikar atachon atzorach lahavdol b'tfila. Because in the ikar takonu, you have to make havdala in tfila.
Even if you said havdala?
Even if you said havdala.
And you don't do it in the first one, you do it in the second one.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure I understand why, though. Why not do it in the first? Mishnah Berurah also clears whether you shouldn't say it at all on some. Maybe Atachon Atonu is only meant for Matzah Shabbos. Okay, Zayin Tabar Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. This is an interesting shayla. Tabar Rosh Chodesh Mincha V'lo Yamar Yal V'Yavi. Let's say by Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't say Yal V'Yavi. Ulamachar ain't a Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is not Rosh Chodesh. So now he's got a daven two Myris. Im Kain, if so, Afim is Yispalo Arvishtai V'lo Yavi Aklum. Even if you daven two Myris, you're going to gain nothing. Shere ain't a Yochel Lomer Oid Yal V'Yavi. You can't say Yal V'Yavi anymore because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. And if you're already davening without a yalva yavai, then you're already davening. You do not daven at all for tashlumen, right? Meaning, you're not gaining anything by davening. You daven shemone esrei without yalva yavai. That's why you need to repeat. So what are you going to do? Repeat it again on the ma'ariv after Rosh Chodesh is over? So what are you doing? Saying shemone esrei without a yalva yavai? So what? You already did that. Right, so the kitzur is paskening that you don't do it. There are those that hold that you should do it, and I think the Mishnah Berurah, if I remember correct, says do it within the dova. Tam in the second Shemone Esrei as with tonight that it's in the dova. Right, fine. Cast tefilas musaf al pishas mana kol hayom musaf, even though it's proper time is the whole day. Vimkein havi ma'ariv tefilas mukhala. Ma'ariv is the tefillah that's closest to it. Kamakam ain't la tashumin belayla. If somebody did not have a musaf, there's no tashumin at night. Shun the tefillahs musaf niskana mashum unashalma parim sfaseinu. The reason why we daven musaf is because unfortunately we don't have karbonos to bring in the Beis Hamikdash. So by saying them, it's as if we're bringing them. V'kivin shavras manei batul karboni. We know that there's no karbonos brought at night, so we missed it. So you missed it. Okay, testing you. Let's just finish for tomorrow. Mishu tzaruch l'spal shachrus shtayim or mincha shtayim. Let's say somebody had to daven two shachrus or two minchas. Im ushliach tzibur, he's the chazan. Yaitze b'mashu chayzer as a tefillah v'kol ram. He would be yaitze. So if you want to get out of it, you need to do tashlumen. So be the chazan, and then you'll be yaitze your tashlumen that way. Yod mishen estapik loy im espal loy loy. If somebody's not sure whether he davened, v'zman hazeh. Nowadays that we don't daven with a nedava, you do not go back and daven. Meaning, once you're mesupik, so you would think that you should daven with the nedava, but no, we don't do that because we hardly concentrate on Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore we don't do tefilas nedavas. So tonight, that will, it seems like that will do. Right? Because of tonight, meaning it could be that the Shemoneh Esrei was legit. Right? Here, it's just a suffix, whether he davened or not. So then he does not go back and daven. Yeah. Okay. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. We should hear Basura's Tavis.